In this new podcast, I'm going to answer a question that has been submitted to me by Gem64. It's a particularly good question. See how short an answer I can create? Probably not that short. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Belle. It's Gem64 here. What, in your experience, are the three most important factors to help maintain long-term sobriety?
Okay, notice how she says to maintain sobriety, not to get going. She's not saying what are the three things that make it most likely that you'll get sober. She's asking, how do you stay sober? So I think that's an interesting question in itself. It tells me that she's already sober, which she is. What day is she on today? 48 today. Hooray! Three key things that will make it most likely that you stay sober. It's probably one thing with variations. The one thing is to not drift from your sober supports, whatever that means. Whatever you have been using to get you to here, you keep using. And that's very frustrating to hear because people get to a certain point, certainly after day 60 or day 80, and the voice in their head is quite a bit quieter. And then they think, well, surely I don't have to do all this. I can do less. Or they think, I can just invoke tools when I need them. And if I don't need them, I'll keep going. Top tip number one on maintaining sobriety is to not drift from your sober supports. Now, to refine that, I would say, keep doing the things that you've been doing that have gotten you to where you are. And if you start to wobble or the voice in your head gets louder and you're on day 45 or day 75 or day 400, it's like an alarm going off. If you get a wolfy voice in your head, it's a warning sign. It's a fire alarm. And so you respond by adding more supports. You don't just ignore the fire alarm. You add in more things as soon as that voice gets too loud. Now, how do you prevent that? How do you prevent the fire alarm from going off? You don't burn the toast. How do you prevent the wolfy fire alarm from going off? You err on the side of caution. So perhaps this is, you know, refinement number two of point one. Like there'll be no way of actually me giving you three, right? You understand it. It's going to be a big mishmash of things. A big mish. Here's your big mish of things. So you don't have to wait for toast to burn to then have your fire alarm go off, to then say, oh, I need more support. If you were to err on the side of caution, what does that mean? It means watching out for overwhelm, doing less than you think you need to do in terms of overwhelm, in terms of laundry, in terms of cooking, and all that stuff, doing less, being careful to stay under the wolfy radar. Now, I've mixed 100 metaphors, but fire alarm, radar. Keep the smoke particles per million low enough that the fire alarm doesn't go off. And you will not know where that is. And in the beginning, you will err on the side of caution. So, for example, if you are going to do your first flight.